Update of the avalanche report for Wednesday, the 29th of January 2025. New snow and wind slabs above approximately 1,800 meters. In addition, the wind slabs in gullies and bowls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain are capable of being triggered. Weak layers exist in the old snowpack, in particular on steep, shady slopes. All day it applies above the treeline, considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a new snow problem. This in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. As a consequence of new snow and a moderate to strong wind, sometimes easily released wind slabs formed in particular adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. On steep shady slopes and in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, slab avalanches are possible, even large ones. And now the snowpack. Over a wide area 20 to 40 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, has fallen above approximately 2,000 meters. The snowpack will become in most cases subject to considerable local variations. The various wind slabs have bonded poorly with the old snowpack. The rain gave rise to thorough wetting of the snowpack over a wide area below approximately 1,900 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Thursday, the 30th of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.